Hi, my name is James Shepherd, and today I'm going to talk to you about how to sell merchant services to fine dining restaurants, sit-down restaurants, whatever you want to call it. I call them fine dining restaurants, but how to sell merchant services to fine dining restaurants. Now, I'm going to save us all a lot of time and give you the summary right off the bat, because this one's really, really simple. If you want to sell to fine dining restaurants, you have to be able to integrate with different point of sale systems. That's pretty much it, okay? So I'll give you some tips about how to do this, but the thing about fine dining restaurants is that fine dining restaurants pretty much all already have some kind of point of sale system to manage their tables, their menu, whatever it is. They've already got something that's there. And so the key thing is integration. So the fine dining restaurants is actually one of the ones that I don't recommend that you get into right off the bat. It's one of those business types that I would say, like, don't go to that one when you're getting started, because it really is challenging. You'll waste a ton of time trying to integrate with stuff you don't know how to do. So let me explain about integrating with point of sale systems by way of introduction, and then I'll talk more about how to actually sell these places. So first of all, there are like the big players, which are NCR, Aloha, Micros is a really, really big one. There's a bunch of others. And so you've got to look into these different, you know, restaurant point of sale systems. So a good place to start if you're like, hey, I think I want to sell fine dining restaurants. Let me give you a really good tip about this. This is what I did when I first wanted to start selling them. Take like 2 weeks and keep doing whatever you're doing. Maybe you're doing, you know, pizza shop, you're selling pizza shops or auto repair or salons or whatever, one of the other ones I talked about. During that time, take a couple weeks and take like an hour a day, maybe 30 minutes. Try to visit one fine dining restaurant every day and just let them know you're doing a survey and tell them and say, look, here's the situation. I've got a local company. We do payment processing. I'm putting together a program for fine dining restaurants, but it seems a little complicated to me because most of them already have a point of sale system or a service provider that they like or whatever. And I'm just doing a little bit of market research. Would you mind answering a couple questions for me? And the number one question you need to ask is, what point of sale system are you using or are you considering using or whatever? You need to find out from them information about the point of sale system and software that they already have. And then you have to jump in with your processor and see, can we integrate with that system? Okay, so integrating with a system, there's two variables in integrating with software, integrating with point of sale systems that are really important. I'll probably make another video about this actually later anyway, but these two variables really, really matter. The number one variable is, will the point of sale software company allow you to integrate? Okay. Many times newer salespeople don't understand this and they're like, oh man, we can't integrate with that system. It's not that technically speaking, you can't integrate or that they won't integrate with you. Most of the time, the point of sale company has a gateway provider anyway that'll work with almost anybody. The problem is that they don't want to integrate with you because the same people that sold the point of sale system also sold the merchant services, and they have them tied together and they're racking up a lot of fees because they know they can charge these people whatever they want, because the people would have to get rid of the point of sale system in order to get, in order to switch merchant services providers. So the first variable is, can you even integrate with them at all in terms of will they allow you to? And then the second variable is, from a technical perspective, do you have a front end framework that they integrate with? So the front end is called the front end. The front end is basically like, I don't know how to describe that, but it's basically the processor has a solution, like kind of like a gateway, I guess you'd call it, on the front end that will work with that point of sale company. So with a point of sale processor, when they're making their software, they have to make some really, really big decisions about the payment processing. They're usually going to say, we're just going to use one gateway like authorize.net, and we're going to use them and we're going to integrate with them. Or maybe it's, you know, Stripe, or it's, you know, whatever. There's a ton of different ones. So they're going to integrate with a gateway usually, which is the best case scenario. The other thing they might do is they might go directly to a processor, and they might go to, you know, Heartland Payment Systems and say, we want to use Heartland's front end and we're going to integrate directly with them, which is actually the smarter play if you're a software company, because then your merchants can only use Heartland, which means they can only use you, which means you're going to make residuals forever. Okay. Now, the ratio I've seen when I've gone into these fine dining places, it seems like about 30% of them are actually truly locked in, where the only way you can sell them is literally to swap out the point of sale system. That's not outside the realm of possibility. If you also sell point of sale systems, you could go that route and say, hey, we have a better system than you have. We can give you financing or whatever. But obviously that's a higher end sale and we're not talking about that today. 70% of them, you can switch. Sometimes there's a cost, like they'll say, well, for us to switch to a different processor is gonna be $500 or $1,000 or whatever. And in most cases, that's not a bad investment because if they're charging that much money, there's this big barrier to entry to get their business because they don't want to lose the merchant services. They're probably charging them a ton of money. So you probably are gonna save the restaurant $200-$300 a month. So for them to pay $1,000 to save $300 a month, they're gonna get their money back in 3 months. So now let's kind of switch gears a little bit and talk about, you know, the actual, oh wait, one other thing on the payment processing side, technically speaking. So EMV is like a huge mess with fine dining restaurants right now. So make sure you talk to your processor. I'm not gonna get into detail here. The video is gonna be too long, but talk to your processor about EMV, you know, the chip card and tips, and ask them how does it currently work. There's probably certain terminals that they have that it works with. This is a huge problem right now for restaurants because a lot of them have an old point of sale system that won't even do EMV at all, and they have no tableside terminals or anything. It's really, really interesting. So talk to your processor about that. That's something else you're gonna wanna be able to talk to the restaurant owners about and things that you can do. One other little tip I'll give you about how to get around the whole point of sale thing, I'm thinking of just all these ideas because I've sold so many of these things, is that one thing I used to do is if they really hated the point of sale system as far as like, man, they're paying like $700 a month in processing and it would only be like $400 with me, but they can't switch the processing. Well, on the terminal, you can usually turn off the payment processing for free on the point of sale system. So what you can do is you could turn off the processing integration. They can still check it as credit card, but they're actually going to swipe it on a separate terminal. That's actually not a terrible solution. It sounds like, oh, but then it's not integrated. That's actually not a bad thing. A lot of times it's easier because with stuff like EMV where they need like the wireless terminal at the table to do the EMV and the tip prompt and stuff, it actually works out really good to have a totally separate payment processing system from the point of sale system. So that way they keep their point of sale system, everything stays the same, but you just like in the credit card processing completely just cancel it totally on there and then you move that over to a separate terminal. That's actually not a bad plan. It's a little easier to implement. A lot of times you can sell them and say, look, for $200-$300 a month, you know what I mean? Why not do this? It's not like it's that much more inconvenient. It's EMV chip card compliant. You know, it's a good thing. So there's a couple tips for you. So how do you actually sell these places? Very, very similar to the auto repair that we talked about in the last video in terms of being casual when you walk in. The difference here though is understand that they are busy and so the time of day that you come is super important. Usually you wanna try to come around 4 o'clock in the afternoon is the best time to come to a fine dining restaurant. Even 5 o'clock is okay. People eat dinner later and later today and so these places get really busy around 6:30 or 7, but everybody's usually there by 4 or 5 to make sure the food's ready and they have all the sauce done and all that stuff. So you wanna try to get there around 4 o'clock, maybe even 5 o'clock is like your last stops of the day to go to these fine dining places. Be really casual, walk in and just start talking to them about their point of sale system. And again, do what I said about taking 2 weeks to do a survey, then you can come back to those same people to sell them. So hopefully that'll help you. There are some tips on how to sell fine dining restaurants, payment processing. Again, I could probably do like a 2-hour video on this because there's so much about it. As you can see, it's a little more complicated to sell fine dining than other business types because of the point of sale stuff. So you really need to dig into that and learn it, but keep selling the other businesses while you're doing that. That's why I say take an hour or two a day to just work on the fine dining thing. It might take you 30 days to get a comfort level with, I know what I'm going to sell them. I know what the pricing is going to be. You know, I know how to answer their point of sale questions. I know what systems are being used in my market. I know which ones I can flip, which ones I have to turn off and separate. You know, I know who does EMV, who doesn't. Like get some data and put it all together and then create your campaign. I think that'll really help you. My name is James Shepherd. Thanks for watching and listening.